7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's edition of Stupid Tutorial, number one video game podcast in Colombia. I'm one of your hosts this week, Bryant Escobar Daniels, and joining me across the universe on Skype is none other than Todd Pablo Fortner. What's going on, man? What's up?
Yeah, you already know. What's good, brother?
Everything is good. Everything. I finally played Anthem.
That trash-ass game? That hard, fucked up-ass worst game?
I played it, and then I picked it up, and I put it in the microwave, and I said, no! After I paid $60 for it. No, I'm kidding. I love this game. We'll get into a little bit of that probably. It'll be sprinkled in through the episode. We'll talk about some of that stuff. We can always get to that. But first, we want to say, if this is your first time joining us, we're Skip the Tutorial video game show. What we do is we get together every week and we talk about video games. Sometimes we give a breakdown of what we've been playing, the news, and then a subject. And sometimes we do a top seven. This week is a top seven. Todd, what is our top seven this week?
It is top seven video game worlds we'd like to live in, inspired by,
yes,
The Tribe.
The Tribe, specifically Alex Perlini, posted this on our Facebook. Thank you, Alex. That was a really cool question. I thought it was a lot of fun, and you got a lot of good responses to it too. But we'll go on to our top seven before we read off some of the responses we got from the tribe on that question. First, though, we've got a few shout-outs. But, as usual, as always, we are brought to you guys by LOU CBD Oil. LOU CBD Oil. LOU CBD is a great little company. I know that me and Todd have both tried their product. It's fantastic. Of course, CBD is up and coming in the United States as a supplement. Talk to your doctor first, all that jazz, because maybe your doctor says it's not right for you. I don't know. I'm not your doctor. I don't know you. Not like that. Don't take my word for it. I'm just a dumbass who hosts a video game show.
I don't even know if we can classify our shit just as video games. It's crazy. Well, I'm on the oil right now. Good old morning coffee. You know what I'm saying? Lubricate them joints. You know what I'm talking about?
Lubricate them joints. I put the oil on my toes every morning. I think that's how you're supposed to do it. Like I said, I'm an idiot. I don't know things. I just put them on my toes and I put my feet in my socks and I put my socks in my shoes and I go, all right, time to start the day. Anyway.
What the fuck? Oh, no, wait.
I was up so late playing Anthem. I was up late.
Yeah, I already know we both were.
It's addictive. After everybody jumped off of Apex, I was like, all right, I'll play Anthem for a while.
People jump. Well, anyway, all right. Do we do the code for the people so they can get the discount, man?
Oh, okay. Let me get to that here. So, listeners of STT, you fine people out there who bring us so much joy. You can save 15% off your first order when you use affiliate code STTPOD at checkout. Now, here's some things about LOU CBD oil. It's manufactured in the USA. It's organically grown hemp. It's THC-free, non-GMO. It's phytocannabinoid-rich hemp oil. It's free of pesticides, and it's free of heavy metals. I love when they say free of heavy metals. I don't know what that means. But I want my hemp to be grown while listening to the new In Flames album, for instance, or Slayer, one of the two, because I think that would just make it a badass strain of hemp. But, hey, what do I know about hemp growing? I don't know things.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's going on with that this morning? You know all kinds of things.
I know how to
read books and drive cars and shit like that. Well, I don't want my shit with no damn heavy metal shit, goddamn me. Nah, bruh. I need some big crit.
That
or
too.
Something like that. I need some left.
I'm good with that too.
But I mean, hey. Or we could blend the two.
Yes. Right. Yeah. All no, right. They tried that in the 90s and got Limp Bizkit. That was a bad idea.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. break your fucking face tonight. Give me some to break. Ugh, I hate Limp Bizkit. I really don't. Now it's just going to stuck in my head. It's just nonstop on a loop. And I need to get rid of it.
Pee Wee Longway now to flush that.
Oh, that new Pee Wee Longway album is really good.
Do you listen to music sometimes in free play on Anthem?
Hell yeah.
Ain't that the way to do it? You gotta add these.
That's the best way to do it. Like, I just, like, put my headphones in, and I'm just like, last night, that's what I was doing. I was listening to Pee Wee Longway, like, flying around and doing stuff. And that new Pee Wee Longway is good.
Looking around. Yeah.
It's a little more serious this time around. That's the thing. Like, that's what tripped me out about the newer album. It was a little less jokey. But that's good. He's growing as an artist.
I might say the name wrong. I'm coming off the top of the dome, but I think, what is it in the trial? Will Docks?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a Will for sure.
Will Hawks.
You know who you are.
Will Hawks.
Hawks. Is that it?
Yeah, it's Will Hawks.
I'm dumb.
He likes people.
We're both being dumb, but it's okay.
That's what we do. We have fun and we're dumb.
That's what I'm saying, man.
You're
this
smarter
is
than
be
me.
A real conversational motherfucking list too, because I have not done the supreme amount of motherfucking research on this one, sir. I legit just came off the dome and like, what worlds do I want to live in other than my world? But I'm thankful for my world.
I think we live in a weird alternate reality right now. Some of the weird stuff that's going on, like Xbox coming to the Switch. We're not breaking down the news. I just found that interesting. What's the fucking idea of like Xbox, like, transitioning to being like the new frontier to them is streaming games, like between Google and Xbox.
That's the future of gaming.
It really is. It's like,
but you know, that's a conversation for a whole fucking episode for a whole nother motherfucking day. Cause
for sure,
Definitely real. You know, we talked about that. The goddamn Google machine.
Yeah, the Google machine. Google in my house. Google knows the size of my feet.
With the Google.
Google's got a foot fetish.
Does it?
I'm sure it does. Really? How many people have a foot fetish?
I think you're projecting again, my friend.
I do not. I think feet are gross.
Are we going to bring up the Mia Khalifa conversation on air? Will we have before air, sir?
What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? So she got on
to a radio show.
No, okay.
Leave the suspense.
You go look it up. Look it
dramatic
up.
Dramatic pause, motherfucker.
They're back. The dramatic pauses are back. Go look it up on Reddit. It's under something. I don't know. I think it was cringe. I think it was the subreddit cringe. Mia Khalifa, cringe. There's probably a lot of that out there. She is interesting. Moving on to shout-outs. We got some shout-outs this week. First on Twitter, Darren Jackson, he tweeted at us. He said, at STT, he said, hey, STT crew, I listen from the United States. Just want to say I was getting sick of listening to news podcasts because of all the negativity in the world right now. Found you guys, and I have listened to about 8 hours worth. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you so much, Darren, for checking us out. Welcome to the tribe. Yay. Welcome.
Hey, man. Salute, sir. Salute. It's appreciated. It still shocks me people listen.
I know, me too. Like, yeah. And then people like tell us they listen, and I'm like, why? Why?
Hold on, can I go ahead and get this shout out
yeah,
the way, man?
I thought this was
a dope one too. This is from Jose Nicholas. He says, hey guys, thanks for the follow. I've listened to STT for about 7 months now. I love the way you express yourselves and how you're honest with your opinions. I'm from Colombia, by the way. Mm-hmm. So last episode was really funny when you mentioned the Colombian cocaine. I actually LOL'd. You have the most amazing intro music of a video game podcast and also the best criteria for reviewing games, bootyism, and digital titties. Cheers from Columbia Brothers. Stay humble. 3,000%.
Hell yes. Man.
We appreciate the love. You know what I'm talking about? That shit, like I said, once again.
That like melted. It was like my heart went, like you seen the Grinch when his heart grows like 3 sizes. It did, and then I had to go to the hospital because it grew 3 sizes.
Because you already have a big heart, but that was kind of, I wasn't expecting that one. You got me. Come on, wait. What's it because of the, we got to stop talking about cocaine. Either one of us do cocaine. But every time, ever since the Sonic episode, it's just like I think about Sonic and relation to cocaine.
All the
and
time.
And I had a weird, like, random, okay, complete sidebar. I had a, like, you know, I went to go hang out last night, so it was a late night last night. And Columbia came up some kind of way in a conversation about hippos running wild.
Hippos running wild? Hippos. Hippos are dangerous creatures. Did you know that? Like, hippos kill a lot of people.
Huh. That's the and that the tangent went off in there, and it was just like, I guess Pablo Escobar back in the Gap had got all those exotic animals and shit, and hippos weren't supposed to be in that area, and they're supposed to be wreaking havoc. If that is true, Jose, let us know.
Please. But yeah, let us know.
Or I can just look it up and stop being a lazy asshole, bro. But anyway.
No, that's my job. Bro. I'm lazy. I go, hey, look this up for me, and the people do it. I don't know why.
America.
That's what happens. America. I pay people to look things up for me, and they do it. And then I go, that's really weird that that's something in my internet search.
To look up shit for you? Now you're lying. I had to stop. I have to stop right there. Don't tell that lie.
That's
you
true.
Can't help but look shit up, bro. It's the way
I
your
look
brain
up,
works.
Yeah, anyway. I look up stuff all the time, and then I fall into
like
wiki holes.
Mia Khalifa stuff.
No. I don't like her. She annoys me. I look up wiki stuff all the time. I'm on. I get into wiki holes. And then I just dive down into the wiki hole, and I just explore around a little bit and see what's in there.
Is there a time continuum in there?
There's a time continuum in there. There's releases, information releases, all over the place.
I can't.
You know how much time I've spent on Wikipedia, the Star Wars wiki? So much time.
Time continuum releases in yes. Star Wars wiki?
Right in Chewbacca's butthole. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, cuz. All right. Are we still doing shout-outs, fool?
Yeah.
We're never going to get to the list today. Like, I mean,
no, it's just not
oh, God, bro. So Cohen snitches on Trump.
Yeah.
Somebody got tricked.
Yeah, that's what happens. We got snitches. Snitches get stitches.
I saw a meme with Cohen. And they had him in like Tekashi 6ix9ine rainbow hair and tattoos and shit.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. Oh, Kevin Cook on Facebook, he did ask if anybody had been playing Subnautica. Kevin, I just want to say real quick, yes, Subnautica is a fantastic game. I was obsessed with that game until other stuff came along that I had to play. But yes, Subnautica was amazing for the experience. Really difficult, scary, and a blast. I got it free with signing up for the Origin. No, the Epic Launcher. I forget what that was. Epic Launcher.
So that's Epic Launcher releases.
Mm-hmm. Epic Launcher. Oh my god, Epic has their own video. Everybody's got their own platform to release video games on now. It's stupid.
Brian, it's too early to drink Hulk 45, bro.
No.
I gotta stop this. You can't be on the air recording. It's way too early for you to be drinking Colt 45, fool.
Never. It's never too early for Colt 45 and Mad Dog. I love my Mad Dog. I love my Mad Dog because I hate my liver. That's it's a useless fucking organ. Get rid of it.
No, it's not. You really need it.
It doesn't do anything. Just sits there taking up space, doesn't pay me rent, and it always fucks with the AC.
Hold on, wait. All right, we need to get in line. There was a road that we were on, and we were riding on it, and now we're like off bumping and headed towards a cliff with a pit full of hippos.
Like Thelma and Louise.
No, motherfucker, I am not Thelma nor Louise.
All right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
It's not even that funny. That's the crazy part.
I know. It's the lack of sleep. It's the lack of sleep.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Real quick, too, for everybody. If you want to join in the conversation about video games, come join us over at the Skip the Tutorial Tribe on Facebook. It's a closed group, but we let everybody in. Check it out on
Unless
Facebook.
You snitching.
Unless you snitching, then you ain't getting anything. No. Snitches get stitches.
And end up in ditches with no bitches.
That's right. That's the way to end that, man. That's a good idea. Never thought about ending it like that. I like that. That's pretty good.
That's pretty much the way we end Manston Bootiest. Never mind, anyway. What's the topic right there?
No, I like it. Nothing's getting cut this week. It's all going to air. It's all going to air.
Oh, no. Hippo pits.
Hippo pits. But yeah, come join us at facebook.com/skipthetutorial pod. facebook.com/groups/STT pod group. Twitter at STT_pod. Instagram.com/skipthetutorial pod. And then, of course, you can email us if you agree or disagree with our opinions at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you just want to give us some feedback, especially after this week. I'm sure we're going to get some feedback this week, for sure.
I don't know, man. I just love like how the tribe's turning. It's like a symbiote. Yes. Or like a bunch of symbiotes.
We're gonna be
symbiosis.
Symbiosis. We're going to become like one giant organism. And we're just going to take the world over. That's what's going to... Yeah, that's kind of gross sounding. It's going to be like that Dead Space stuff or... What is it? The alien, like anything where... The Thing! The Thing! It's going to be like The Thing.
That's what she said.
God, that's a good game. I need to replay that again. That's a really good game. But no, we're talking about the top seven places, video games we'd like to live in. Todd, why don't you get us started, buddy? What is your number seven?
All right, let's get the reinforcement of the stereotype out of the way. I would love, of course, to live in the GTA universe, specifically San Andreas. I suddenly thought about this with old Carl C.J. Johnson. That's pretty much what I got, man. Like, I don't know. A lot of this is unfortunately having to do with being able to, like, it's like pimping and prostitution.
Yeah.
And pussy.
Yeah.
The thing is, the money and guns and shit. And it's just an easy way. Like, I could make my digital guns bust off, you know what I'm saying? And kill the innocent or the evil.
If you're living in the world, do you get to use the cheat codes?
That's what I'm... Yes. See, okay, let's start this off. You get full powers and are able to use cheat codes in said world. That's you know... So because of that, it would be, you know, for video game wars. I got to get that out of the way, man. Like I told you, bro, this list is not... You know, sometimes at least I do a little bit of research and shit. I did none. I was up last night, man. I was doing other shit. I was taking a break. I ain't been playing nothing but a little bit of this or that. And, I just... came off the dome with this list for specific reasons. So GTA, that had to be on there. You already knew that was on there. We was going to talk about that shit. Of course it would be there.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Number seven.
My number seven. I'm going to get my stereotype out of the way. I'd live in the American frontier from Red Dead Redemption. Cowboys! Pop, pop, pop! Pop, pop! I love it. Seriously, though, like, there is something cool about that world. The way that it's designed, like, I don't want to be on the outlaw side of things because that seems like a miserable fucking life. I'm just going to be real honest with Dutch being like, I got one more plan. Just one more time. We just need one more score. It's always one more with you, Dutch. Get over yourself.
Always.
Throw it in. Throw the towel in when you know how to. And then you end up on some weird island that doesn't make any fucking sense. That's still a part nobody talks about.
Spoiler alert, motherfuckers, if you hadn't played.
Yeah.
And it's like, didn't you kill this old innocent ass, old ass lady?
Yeah.
At that point, Arthur.
Come on.
At that point.
But shoot Dutch in the face.
But you also get baths in a hotel room. What hotel can you go to now?
That's true.
Where for 25 cents somebody will wash your balls?
No hotel. Well, there are probably some hotels. To be real honest, I don't know if I want to be there, especially for a quarter. Like, that seems like a bad deal.
And that seems unfair. Like, what's the equivalent of balls for ladies? You can't play as a... You have to play as Arthur. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
On Red Dead Online 2 couldn't be as great as you still being able. I don't think you can get baths and shit. I quit playing.
Yeah, I quit playing too. They've done some updates, and apparently people are not happy with the way they've destroyed the economy in the game. So it sounds like it was not a GTA Online successor like they wanted it to be. But now it's a cool world though, man. Like the horses and the cows and the sunset and the lack of city, which I think that just may be me living in a city. Like it kind of drives me crazy sometimes where you're just seeing all these buildings and you're like, man, I'd really like to not see buildings and maybe see some stars occasionally. Like remind me why the world is kind of a pretty place. You know, like cityscape is not that pretty. But nah, man, that's my number seven. I mean, the American Frontier would be kind of cool. I would die at 40. That would not be cool, but it would still be kind of fun to experience for a while. But I guess if I'm in the game world, I would just respawn, right? You know what? But if I'm playing as Arthur Morgan and from 2...
He didn't respawn.
No, he didn't respawn at all.
He's dead.
Man, now that I'm rethinking this. I'd be dead at like 35.
That's what I'm saying. 40 was old, fool. 40 is like grandpapa.
Yeah, because that's back when you married when you were like 12. And you had kids by the time at 16. Because then you were an adult and you were running a farm. With your bare hands. Bare hands.
Oh, slavery.
And shooting bears. You know what? Now that I think of it, maybe that's a bad decision. Maybe number seven shouldn't be the American. Who cares? I'm going with it. Todd, what's your number six? The more that I thought of that. Sorry.
Like, this is getting ridiculous, okay?
I love it.
What? It's God of War.
God of War.
Sparta. The Sparta version.
Yeah.
Just because it was, I can't help but fucking say it. I mean, it's digital titties there.
Threesomes and, like, galore.
Just the OP-ness of it. And it was just some gangsterdom. So if I could have the powers and shit of it all, I mean, who wouldn't want to be the God of War? Who wouldn't want to live in that? Even though it was really sad. Like, that's the weird thing. Like, some of these things, like, some great grand worlds that you can live in, like, when they put it in a tribe, I just fell back for a minute because a lot of these places, like even GTA or whatever, including GTA Online, like that world, and like God of War, like really would you want to live in some of these places? You know what I'm saying? Like as we go along, it kind of cleans up a little bit for me, but I don't know. It was just a thought. But that world, some of these worlds just entangle with some of my favorite games, obviously. Like,
for sure.
Of course, I enjoy living in these worlds because of the escapism that I love in gaming. These are the games that I gravitated to get some of that escapism. So, therefore, as usual, on most of my fucking lists, that game finds its way on there. Just got to keep it real with my motherfucking seal.
Boom!
So, that's my number six.
Awesome. My number six is the Legoverse. I'd love to live in the Legoverse from all the Lego video games. Number one, it's just fun, bright, and colorful. Number two, you're made of Legos. You can take body parts off. That's fascinating. Like, I could just take my arm off if I wanted to, then plug a new arm back in. It's almost like a robot. I think that's really interesting. You could take your head off. Like, that's awesome. I'd love to live in the Legoverse. But seriously, though, it's just a cool little world where everything's made of blocks. And I think that would be really cool to be in there. Maybe it'd be a nightmare. Who knows? But I would have fun with it. I'd be like, oh, I could take my hand off and use it to, like, wash myself. Hold on.
Whoa. Okay.
You thought I was all going somewhere else.
Nah, I mean, I don't know if there was a safe place to go with that. Speaking of DMT and LSD.
I started that, like, and I was like, that's a little weird. I don't know where that sentence is going.
Anybody who's listened to more than 8 minutes of this understands where they are, I think, at this point.
Yes, you're in hell with us. Enjoy. But yes, the Legoverse. I think that would be really cool. Plus, I like those games, man. They're like bright, colorful, they're fun. You know, I mean, and you just like, when you break apart, you just put yourself back together. And I think that's a really cool, like, mental concept. It's like,
that's dope.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. But yeah, I mean, that's my number six. Todd, what's your number five?
Number five would be the land area of Mafia 2. Good old Empire City. It's something about that era that just I gravitate towards.
For sure.
It's the, you know, the gangster shit in suits era, right? You know what I'm saying? Something about that, like imagining like Bumpy Johnson, and it's just like a slower kind of time a little bit.
Yeah.
It's that weird little, you know, universe. And I don't know. I just enjoyed it. I just enjoyed the whole mafioso, I like lifestyle idea and living in that universe, and you know, the whole godfatherness of it all. You know, it's kind of cool. So that definitely was one that had to be on my list, man. I just have fond memories of that game, going around and beating up butcher with shop owners and shit.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was repetitive as fuck, but once again, like, so is life sometimes, man. I mean, you got to sprinkle it up, but we all pretty much get up and do the same shit every day, man. It's just trying to find the fulfillment in the moments of the that we can, and
for sure,
and get money and fuck around with friends and do gangster shit. So that is part of the reason why Mafia 2 is on my list. Another one I can't wait to hear other motherfuckers, though, come up with the worlds they like to live in. But yeah, that's my number five, sir.
Awesome. That's a good choice. My number five is Rapture from Bioshock. Pre where it started to fall apart. So back
like 8 minutes?
Yeah, for like 8 minutes. Yeah, before it started to go crazy and people started to inject themselves with all kinds of weird shit. Back when it was just an undersea kingdom. Like, I was so... When I first played Bioshock... Okay. So I had taken a break from gaming for probably a year or two. This was the only time in my life I ever did this, and the reason I did it was I was in a place where I was trying to, like, find my passion, and, like, I was trying to get money straight and all kinds of weird stuff. So,
you were homeless.
I was homeless, yes. No. So I started, like, I took a break, but I came back to it with, you know, some money I'd gotten from, like, Christmas and birthday and saved up, and I bought a 360, and when I was at GameStop, this is back in the day when you used to buy a game, and they'd be like, you can get a free pre-owned game because you bought the system. So I was like, I don't know what to buy. So I bought a 360, and I was like, I'll buy Bioshock. I'll get that one. So I get home. I plug it in. I start playing it. Immediately, I gravitate towards this game. And it just, like, reignites this passion in me that had gone dormant for a while. And I just enjoyed the world so much, like the idea of living under the ocean and the idea of what they were trying to achieve was kind of an, because it's that whole utopia falls because utopia is an unachievable dream. But I thought it was really kind of a cool little concept and a cool world that they had going on down there. And it was fascinating to me, especially when you get to Bioshock 2 and you go out under the water. Like, that was even more interesting. It's just a cool little universe. And I really enjoyed, like, walking around Rapture and seeing all those, like, It's got that retro feel to it, so it's, you know, between the music and, like, all the designs and stuff, I just thought the aesthetic was really cool, and I just really enjoyed that part of it. But that is my number five, is Rapture.
I could super dig that, bro. You don't think Utopia is achievable?
No, I don't. Not as long as humans exist.
It's called the ecstasy. Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs. Let Sonic do drugs.
Hold on, wait. Let's hold on. So, CBD or ecstasy, cocaine reference. No bath salts yet.
No bath salts yet. But I mean, no, that is a good discussion to have on a later time. But Utopia is definitely not an achievable concept. It's interesting. High five. What's your number four?
Number four, Kingdoms of Alamar. Only because of Todd McFarlane. And I've spent 27 minutes working on my Anthem Javelin to make him look like a spawn kind of thing.
That's what I was trying to do last night. I was like, I need more paint.
Right. But this is just another game I like to put on lists randomly and shit like that. So people will go be like, the fuck is this? I probably say it wrong too. Kingdoms of Amalur. A-M-A.
Amalur.
Amalur.
It's Amalur. Still one I need to play. I still need to play that game.
Yep. It's just a beautiful universe with an underrated game that makes me feel OP. And it's just like the armor sets. And the story wasn't, you know, the greatest in the world to me, but it was memorable enough. And it was just a large world. And it's something about, you know, the feel of a huge hammer axe or whatever the fuck it is. And smashing your enemies.
Hammer
and going
axe.
So, you know what I'm saying? It was just dope, man. I don't know. It's just a reason to have a Todd McFarlane shout out. You know, I was reading some shit earlier about the whole comic book industry about to fall off. In fact, some article about Marvel possibly not existing anymore due to Disney, like the actual comic books themselves or whatever,
really?
which inspired a lot of video games, movies, and just pop culture in general. Yeah, Yeah, because I mean, they're bleeding money. The argument for Marvel is to say, you know, hey, these, you know, this genre still inspires all the other aspects of entertainment that you're making gobs and gobs of money on. So, you know, not to compare Kingdoms of Amalur to Amalur. Yeah, but yeah, man, shout out to that game. That's just a dope ass game that people don't know about that they should check out, because it'll be a dope ass place to live in, for real, with fairies and such. It's all colorful and shit. It's like a colorful version of Spawn. Shit's dope.
Spawn.
Yeah. Till Dawn.
Spawn Till Dawn. I don't either. No, that's an excellent choice, though. I still need to play that freaking game, though, man. I really do.
Check it out.
I mean, the idea of, like, comic books going away is a scary fucking concept, I think.
Part of me just doesn't want to believe that is going to happen, yeah. But I'm, you know.
Well, I mean, the problem is that, like, I don't know. Like, I buy a lot of graphic novels, but I don't buy a lot of single issues because I don't have a lot of space. And, like, it's easier to buy the novels or the trade paperbacks than it is to, like, pick up the single issues. I used to collect those, and then I looked one day, and I had, like, 6 long boxes full of just comics, and I was like, this is fun, but at the same time, like, I don't ever go back and read these again, you know? Mm-hmm. And to have the trades and stuff, I don't know, I got out of the comic collecting for a while. I keep a few around. I do have a number one of Spawn that's signed by Todd McFarlane.
We've discussed this.
Yeah.
We've discussed this, and I'm going to take it from you.
Yes.
Or buy it. Sell it to me. Sell it to me.
Sell it to you or take it's a pride of my collection. I love that. I can't wait for that
Everybody
new movie.
Everybody has a price, Bryant.
I know.
Everyone.
I
don't. But that whole the whole comic book feel of it is specifically the reason why it's on my list and why it's so high up on my list. That it really, you know. It caught my attention in a major way, like not like a lot of games have.
Do you think that the golden age of comics is kind of over? Like we've moved into like comic book movies and like cartoons. Yeah. Like DC, like everybody's familiar with the DC animated universe, and you know, like the Marvel, of course, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but. You know, I don't know many people.
Yeah, the golden age of comics was quite a long time ago. Now, for me personally, just because I was of that age, it wouldn't even be considered the golden age of comics.
No,
for me, it was that time, like the 90s, when Image came out and, you know, when X-Men.
They call that the modern age. So I don't know what this is. We're living in a postmodern age where comic books don't really... Like, every time I go into a comic shop, nobody buys comics. It's always like board games and other stuff, but I never see people buy real comics anymore. Comic readers, let us know out there. I always buy graphic novels, but I never buy singles either.
Even what kind of graphics?
Nah. Huh?
All right, man, what's your number 4, fool?
My number 4 is Springdale from Yo-Kai Watch. It's such a peaceful little town. It just seems so pleasant. Like, everybody's just happy. Like, that would be cool. And then I could see ghosts that are my friends and a cat named Jabanyan. And just, it'd be a lot of fun. It'd be a lot of fun. Nah, I mean, it's a charming world. That's the thing, like, about these games. Like, they're very, like, charming and sweet. And, you know, it's one of those days where it's like, man, I'd love to live here where shit's not crazy and everybody just seems, like, very satisfied with life. Even the guy working at the gas station's just like, my life is good. There's nothing wrong here. I just think that's a cool little world. I think it's a very underrated series, too, especially for 3DS. There was a lot of complaints because the new Pokemon was coming out, the Sword and Shield, and there was this discussion of why hasn't Game Freak innovated the way Pokemon games really are. I mean, they've gotten better looking over time, but essentially, it's kind of the same game. Like, you have a rival, you're either a boy or a girl, you choose a starter, you go through the world, you battle Pokemon, collect them, and then you face off this little story, and then you gotta go face, you know, gym leaders and stuff like that. If you want something a little different, Yo-Kai Watch has kind of got that feel, and it got blamed for being a ripoff of the Pokemon series. However, I actually enjoy the combat system from the Yo-Kai Watch games a lot more than I do from the Pokemon games. I just think it's a more interesting dynamic combat style. So this is kind of my plug for that video game series. If you haven't checked it out, if you've got a 3DS that just needs to be dusted off and played some, you know, this is a good series to get it. You can get the first couple of them. I think they're like 15 or 20 bucks on Amazon. It'll take up time. It's worth it, and it's enjoyable. It's a little easy, but again, it's more of a casual game when you're not playing Apex Legends. I need that sometimes. You know, after competitive stuff, it's like sometimes I just need to sit down with something that's just fun and interesting, and I don't have to think about that much. But that's my number four. Todd, what's your number three?
Super dope choice as usual. So, sure, we're going to go ahead and just get to it and get through it, man. Elder Scrolls Skyrim is just dopeness. It's probably the game I spent the most time in the world, so it has to be on my list for that. And, I mean, Killing Dragons is what's up.
Yes.
I mean, it's Elder Scrolls, bro. Everybody knows Elder Scrolls. We are waiting on Elder Scrolls, you know, the new one. What is it, six?
Six. Elder Scrolls 6. More dragons!
Elder Scrolls 6. Elder Scrolls... Oh, yeah.
Elder Scrolls Sex. Wait, what? I don't know what that is.
Hey, man. You know what? Yeah. Yeah with the yeah.
Yeah with the yeah. The best way to end that. The best way. My number three is Hoenn from Pokemon. Hoenn.
It's Hoenn.
Hoenn.
Y'all cheer Hoenn, cuz? Hello, cousin.
I am.
Y'all cheer Hoenn?
They do.
All of y'all here Hoenn with the Pokemon.
With the Pokemon. That new Detective Pikachu, he's on my track. He's on my trail. He's going to get me. No, it's again, it's kind of the same reason that Yo-Kai Watch, but this is one of those that I grew up with where looking at that world, like living there, like especially in times where like I was going through personal stuff, this was kind of my escape. Like go there and not have to think about anything. And that's kind of the point of this list is, you know, as long as you don't obsess, you know, that's the whole thing. Video games are a great escape. And sometimes you need that. And, you know, as long as you keep it in check and don't let it get out of control or obsession, like, it's a great way to get away from life for a little bit, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. And sometimes it's good to imagine. It's like, I'd like to live in this world. You know, this is kind of a peaceful existence. But that is my number three. Everybody who's played it knows it, but they're fantastic. It's either Hoenn or Palutown, whatever you want. But it is a very, very cool little world. Again, everybody's happy. It's colorful. It's bright. There's not really any dark moments. That's the kind of beauty of these things. Is they've built utopias in here where you go catch animals. Go catch animals. PETA complained about Pokemon because of cruelty to animals. And I'm just sitting here going, you know they're not real, right? You know those things, they're not real. They don't have rights. Pokemon don't have rights because they're digital properties.
Oh, wait.
Like real life, right?
Let's just stick to happiness in Hoenn, man.
Yes.
Let's stick to happiness in Hoenn because that feels good. That feels nice. Nah, <that's cool. laughs>
Happiness in Hoenn. This is the name of this list, dedicated to happiness in Hoenn. Anyway, what's your number two, Todd?
The Milky Way in Mass Effect, man.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, I saw that come up on a lot of lists doing some research on this one.
I mean, that's an easy one for me, bro.
Yeah,
I especially as much as we've been talking about Anthem and everything, and as much as I've been talking about Mass Effect in relation to Anthem, that like I gotta once again keep it real with myself. And I mean, you know, you got good alien pussy options in there, man. Like there's so many choices that you can make and different things that you can do. You know, it's the fucking Milky Way. Like you are actually in the motherfucking universe. Like you can fly to Pluto or Uranus or Venus or
Uranus.
Other places.
I don't want to fly there.
That was a cheap way.
Yeah, you set that one up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm disappointed in myself.
Like I saw the thing. Y'all know you saw the little article where some like NASA was talking about. Never mind. I'm not gonna do the deep probe Uranus joke.
Deep probe Uranus with Goofy.
Ladies. The Milky Way, bro. That's it. I already got myself in trouble. Once again, man, I be forgetting that like actually more than three people might listen to it sometimes, and I just
I do too.
Better. You do better. Shout out to the tribe.
We got a GameStop employee who's gonna listen to us.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
It's a girl. She said she had seen our show before, so I thought that was interesting.
For real? Nah, yeah. Man, shout out to GameStop, man. You know I fuck with my GameStop people, man. Like, for real, for real.
For real, yeah. Man.
The good old GameStop days. But anyway, yeah, man, what's your number two, brethren?
My number two shouldn't surprise anybody who knows me. It's the Old Republic from Star Wars. Because Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic or the MMO or whatever. I love Star Wars. I grew up loving Star Wars. I still love Star Wars. So, yeah, I'd love to live in the Old Republic. Have some Jedi-ass powers. Be like, what up, Jedi? That's exactly what would happen. Probably not. I'd probably be the dude who, like, sweeps, like, up after the Jedi or, like, does, like, the crime scene cleaners after the Jedi faces off against some enemy. I'd be like,
do you think Mia Khalifa has Jedi-ass powers?
No! No! Mia Khalifa has bitch-ass powers. Get out of here, woman. That's what she's got. She's not that good at things. She's not. It's this whole world where everybody could be famous for things.
I beg to differ, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
Interrupt you, man.
Fair enough. But yes, the Old Republic, Jedi.
She's happy and hoeing.
She's happy and hoeing. I want to start a beef with Mia Khalifa. Fuck you, Mia.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. It's a video game show.
I know. There's no reason to. There's no reason for us to beef with anybody. But no, the Old Republic would be cool. I don't know. Like, growing up reading the books, playing the video games, like, you just, like, love... I want a movie set in the Old Republic. I think that would be a lot of fun. I just think it's a cool little world. And, you know, the one thing I can say about Star Wars and George Lucas is George Lucas really did build an interesting world that people expanded upon. And I think that's kind of a fascinating property that's out there. But that is my number two. Todd, what is your number one?
Assassin's Creed, the Animus, but specifically Origins, okay? For me, personally, yes. That world was dope. I mean, you got Nile bitches and aliens, bro. Like, no disrespect intended in the terms. But you know what I'm talking about, brother. Like, but you know me as my friend, my yes. compadre,
yes.
my partner, if you will. You know yes. that's coming from a real place, bro. Like, why wouldn't the fuck I wouldn't want to live in that Egyptian time when colors and shit didn't matter?
Hell
when
yeah.
It mattered where you were from and not all the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
Not dumb shit.
Don't get me wrong. Even though that was, I mean, clearly there had to be some horrible shit going on for pyramids to be built. But if I could be a fly-ass assassin doing some crazy shit like that, man, I don't know. It was something that just, it was, I don't know. It's just a land that, it just gravitates to me, bro.
Yeah.
I can't. Explain it to me, sir. I don't get it. But that it just ended up number one on my list.
Sometimes you don't. Like, sometimes you just never understand why you gravitate towards certain things.
I think it was like when I beat that game and I was standing on top of the pyramid and I just looked over the land, you know, speaking of hippos and shit like that.
Yeah.
It was just something by the time I finished that game, I was like, man, this was, yeah, this wouldn't
this
be a
nice.
Bad place to be. Yeah, this was cool.
Nice.
You
yes,
know what I'm saying?
I like that sort of thing. I like that
feeling.
I got feeling.
A pink line and shit.
Hell yeah.
Right?
Hell yeah.
Things seem simpler, you know?
It does.
And aliens.
Aliens. I like aliens. They're cool.
I love Nile bitches, too.
I love it. Excellent decision. Excellent choice.
All right, man. What's your number one, bro?
My number one's Hyrule from Legend of Zelda. Hyrule. You fucking knew it. It was coming. Hyrule's amazing. The music, the land, the people, everything about it. Until the times where it goes, like, you know, Ganondorf or Ganon or whoever tries to come and destroy Hyrule for some reason. But that's like every, like, 100 years or 200 or whatever. Like, it takes a long time. In between times are very nice. But yeah, I mean, it's the world that we grew up with from the very first Legend of Zelda to Ocarina of Time to Skyward Sword, like... You grow up with this, you look at this world, this map, this whole area, even the newest one, Breath of the Wild, which was incredible. And the one coming out soon, Link's Awakening, the remake of Link's Awakening coming to the Switch, which I can't wait for. Pre-ordered that one yesterday along with the Persona Q2. But man, Hyrule is just a beautiful world. It's so green and lush, and there's prettiness everywhere. And I mean, it's like when we were playing Breath of the Wild. There was times where you'd like look out over the world, and you're like, "This is really gorgeous. Like, this is just a beautiful, beautiful world." And shout
great
out,
choice, bro.
Shout out to Anthem. That world is beautiful too. There's a lot of people who give like that crap, but I love that world.
Look, man, automatic on the you know, outside outskirts of it, just because I haven't gotten far enough. Just as far as the world itself, like the
yeah,
man, bro.
I enjoy it, man. Flying through the waterfalls, looking at all the little creatures, those little big-eared creatures that are running around.
I feel bad every time I kill one. I smash one. With
I was going to ask if you could kill them.
You need to just do it. Just do it so you can feel it.
I don't want to feel it, Doc. Just kill it.
You do.
Just kill it.
Yeah, you do.
It's that thing that every video gamer goes through where you like come across an animal in your game. Just like your brain's like, should I kill it to see if it kills it? No. No, should I? No, I'm not going to do that. No, but I will.
Do it every time.
And then it screams, just kill it.
Shoot it.
Yeah.
To tell the truth, man, if you can't kill it, you're disappointed. Did we shout out Ann Brown in the beginning?
No, I don't believe so. Just shout out, man, to Ann Brown.
Man, straight up, because you are dope, and that post that you made was fucking hilarious. And, yes. You know, for the ladies that listen to the tribe, no disrespect intended, you are just as welcome and appreciated.
Oh, of course.
Sure. Just got to keep it real.
Of course. Everybody's welcome into the tribe. That's the whole point, man. Video games bring us together. Different opinions don't matter here.
Like Studio 54, baby.
Woo! There's that documentary. I need to watch that. You told me about that one. I need to watch that documentary.
It's an interesting watch. It's an interesting watch, sir, for real. Like, straight the fuck up. I thought it caught my attention more than I thought it would. Yeah.
That is a crazy, crazy time period. The 70s.
78, baby. Right before the cocaine took over.
That's what happens.
I mean, might as well wrap it around with that. You know what I'm saying? We start out with that.
Yep.
With the dope game. Can end it off with the dope game. Video games, that is.
Video games. Video games. That's been this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial. If you want to agree or disagree with our opinions, go fuck yourself. No, I'm kidding. You can email us at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up at Twitter at @stt_pod, facebook.com/skipthetutorialpodcast, instagram.com/skipthetutorialpod. Don't forget, you can buy t-shirts from Skip the Tutorial at TeePublic. We do give random giveaways, so make sure to follow.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, and especially if you get a t-shirt or something from TeePublic, we don't talk about that enough. Like,
yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, man. Let us know. Like, we'll kind of know, but let us know if it's you. So that way we can go ahead and you know, show you the tribe love, see how it works. It's been a while since we've been able to do that. Yeah,
please do. Also, if you have any suggestions, make sure to go check out our Skip the Tutorial Tribe group on Facebook. It's connected to that Facebook page. You can join us, have great discussions with everybody in the tribe. It's awesome. Everybody's always active over there. It's really cool. Outside of that, make sure to drop us a review on iTunes when you get a chance. Drop us a review on iTunes when you have a moment.
Giveaway.
Yes, iTunes giveaway. For every review, you get an entry to get into a giveaway. We're going to start giveaways again. Really,
yeah.
Legitimately, yeah. Are going to start giveaways again. Definitely want to start with one giveaway. One giveaway. We got a gift card winner here. Jared Bates. Jared Bates, you're the winner of this week's gift card.
Oh.
Woo! Make sure to hit us up at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com so we can email you your gift card. Until then, as we always do before we sign off, stay home.